Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, we continue our little Michael Jackson theme on this chilly, great Wednesday in the nation's capital. Good to have you with us. We catch you down to Army Navy. This Saturday, we'll be doing the show from Baltimore on Friday. Can't wait for that with USAA and all of our friends. And as well, Giants Commanders on Sunday. And, of course, the college football playoff beginning soon. And who better to talk to about all of these things than the great and legendary Joe Theismann, who's so kind enough to give us a few minutes on this Wednesday. Joe, it's Chris Russell back here in D.C. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Chris. It's so good to catch up with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. Great to catch up with you. Happy holidays to you and the family, and hope you are a little bit warmer. I think you said you were flying somewhere. Hope you're a little bit warmer than it is here in D.C.
I'm down in Palm Beach. I'm down in Palm Beach for a couple of days. It's 78, so yeah, I'm okay.
That works, Joe. That works. 78 and lower humidity, that works. Good for you.
I'll be back. I'll be back into the cold here in a very short time again.
Do you just on an aside? When you go, I got real sick Thanksgiving week, and I still can't kick it 100%. The going in and out, hot weather, cold weather, in your case, like whether you go in and out when you're here or like when you're in Palm Beach and it's the high 70s and you come back here and it's the 30s with cold and wind, do you find that like breaks you down and gets you sick, or are you like kind of resistant to that?
I'm afraid to say the answer. No, actually, knock on wood, I've been pretty lucky this year. You know, I'll get a little bit of a cold, but you know, if I'm back in Virginia, I am not outside much at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, you know, so you're basically in the house. You go from the car to the house to the car, and that's about it. Down here, I'm just fixing to head for the gym to go work out and take a walk outside. But, you know, this time of year, I'm not outside in the elements much at all. The thing that gets crazy is when the weather gets like 50, 60 degrees, mm-hmm. you think, okay, it's fine. And then all of a sudden, the next morning, you wake up and you walk outside and it's 20. That's the thing to catch. But there's this bug going around. It's gotten everybody. I mean, you know, and it isn't just a 1 or 2 week thing. It's like, you know, it's 4 weeks, 5 weeks. People keep hacking away and fighting it.
Yeah, it's exactly, I mean, you know, not to make it about me, it's exactly what I'm dealing with. I couldn't even go to I couldn't even go to the Commanders Broncos game a week and a half ago because I was so worried about infecting not only the team, but all the officials, you know, in that press box, all the media, you know, whatever. Sure. I mean, you just, you know, I was out of here for like a week and a half doing the show from home. You know, I didn't want to get anybody sick.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. It's also that time of the year for, everybody to be upset, specifically Notre Dame Nation, and that's where, of course, I wanted to start with you. Now, you, Joe Theismann, are, of course, a proud alumni of Notre Dame. I know you're not happy about what happened on Sunday. My question to you is now, with a couple of days to kind of unwind based on how I last heard that you thought on Monday, I believe in a couple of interviews, have you changed your perspective, your mind at all with some time to cool off, or are you still hot?
Did you think I was running a little hot? No, I'm still very upset over the decision. And, you know, it's sort of the process is what I'm upset with. And I am upset with the decision as well. How do you stay ranked above Miami up until the 11th hour when the quote-unquote 12-person committee decides at that time that they're going to flip Notre Dame and Miami? But here's the other thing that I've been thinking about real hard. Alabama's a three-loss team.
Mm-hmm.
Never in the history of the playoffs has a three-loss team made it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, why is Alabama in? And all I kept hearing, you know, Tommy Tuberville was on Fox, and I listened to him talk about, well, why doesn't Notre Dame join a conference? And then when you stop and think, the teams in the playoffs that are part of a conference, they will split that money with
yes.
the people, with the other teams in the conference.
Exactly.
Okay? Notre Dame is an independent.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to split any money. So when you look at this thing from a rational standpoint, whether I was a Notre Dame grad or not a Notre Dame grad, why would Notre Dame be left out and Alabama be in? Well, Alabama's in the SEC. Miami's in the ACC. They're both members of conferences.
Right.
And like I said, when I started hearing people talk about, well, you know, Notre Dame's an independent and they should join, I'm thinking, why has that become such a conversational piece when you look at, you know, what's the composition of the committee? You know, who's going to benefit from the playoffs? Certainly, to me, it's broken. The system is absolutely broken and it needs to be addressed. And I can't believe much good's going to come out of this, except possibly that somebody's going to sit down and decide that the way this is set up doesn't work.
And that
the 12 best teams are not, absolutely not, in the college football playoffs.
I agree with a lot of that, if not all of that. But here's my question to you, just, I guess, moving the conversation along, because I could talk to you probably for 3 hours about this. You know, the athletic director at Notre Dame was very upset at a lot of people, but specifically he attacked the ACC for, like, basically what he was calling with social media propaganda and a campaign and whatnot. Shouldn't he be more upset at the ACC for ridiculous tie-breaking rules that prevented Miami from being in the ACC championship game, which would have solved some of the problem and would have opened up, if it was Virginia and Miami, presuming that Miami wins, it would have opened up one spot for Notre Dame?
Now, you see, it would not. It still doesn't affect the fact that Alabama. No, I don't necessarily agree with that analogy.
Okay.
When it comes to Pete's, you know, situation regarding the ACC. I think that what the pundits did, what the people on television and the explanation of the committee, they put this smokescreen out there about Notre Dame and Miami going head to head, and here's the numbers, and Notre Dame lost the first game. Alabama lost by, they gave up 31 points. They got beat by FSU the first game of the year.
Yes, they did.
So, yeah, and then they got beat by Oklahoma. And then they got drubbed by Georgia. I mean, and Notre Dame, after the first two games of the year, which, by the way, they lost by a total of 4 points,
mm-hmm.
Averaged, you know, like almost margin of victory by 30-plus
points. Yeah, 30-plus
points. You know,
right.
And, you know, by the way, Navy comes in. They're 7-1. You know, if you look at the teams that Pittsburgh was doing on a roll till
yep.
they got to Notre Dame,
yep.
there's no question Notre Dame, it would have been a very, very excellent part of the playoffs. But like I said, I got thinking about distribution of money and who gets what in the playoffs. And all I kept hearing was, well, Notre Dame's an independent. I don't think that these people are foolish enough to think that just because you're talking about it, Notre Dame is not going to stay an independent. We are part of the ACC for a large part, but I respect the Notre Dame program for what it's done. I respect Marcus Freeman tremendously for his decision, and I feel very bad for the players that were a part of that program this year that knew that they were better
than other people that knew that they belonged. And then all of a sudden, they basically got the rug pulled out from underneath them. And so, you know, I really tried to analyze this. I'm still struggling a little bit with the fact that, you know, we're not in the playoffs, but it looks like the state of Indiana is going to be represented in a very positive way. So, you know, and by the way, just one other FYI, there's only two teams in college football that had 10-game win streaks, and both of them are from the state of Indiana, Indiana and Notre Dame.
Attaboy, Joe. Joe Theismann dropping gems. I love it. Joe, should when you play head-to-head matter? Because one could argue that if Notre Dame and Miami played in November, Notre Dame would have kicked Miami's you-know-what.
Yeah, yeah. No, I guess when you take the whole picture, it might play a little bit of a part of it, but you have to look at the whole picture. Like I said, is the, you know, three lost teams. It boils down to the fact that what is a three loss team doing in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, why isn't Texas in the playoffs?
Well, because they're going to sit here and tell you, Joe, and same thing for Vanderbilt, they're going to sit here and tell you the SEC championship shouldn't count again. Well, then why are we playing these games?
Exactly. Chris, you're right. I firmly believe that the championships are probably going to either lose their significance, and there's no way anybody should just get an automatic bye simply because they played in a championship game. And if you played in a championship game and you lost, what are you doing there anyway?
Yeah, yeah. And now Notre Dame is going to benefit, I guess, from what they agreed to starting next year, which my understanding is if they're ranked in the top 12 of the final rankings by the committee, that they're automatically in regardless.
That is so obvious. They realize they made a mistake.
Yeah,
they realize because of the uproar that's come around. So now what they're trying to do is just, you know, say, oh, by the way, next year it'll be different. You know, this will be next year. It doesn't change the fact of what happened this year, unfortunately. Like I said, I respect Marcus's decision not to play in the bowl. I respect, every decision the university has made and the things that Titus stood for and the direction we're in. And, you know, we've got ourselves a terrific young quarterback in C.J. Carr. Which is we haven't really had the same starting quarterback for the last 3 years at the University of Notre Dame. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be there next year as well. So I think we'll be a force to be reckoned with. And boy, you talk about a chip on a shoulder. We might have a boulder on this one.
Interesting. Joe Theismann, the great Joe Theismann with us on the Team 980, kind enough to join us. We'll get to Jaden Daniels in a sec. One more thing. Nick Saban, before all this came out on Saturday on College Game Day, and everybody knows Nick, right? Whether you agree, disagree, he's arguably the greatest coach of all time, said college football needs a commissioner. And I said, well, that's a great idea. But the problem is the rules and the unevenness of conference to conference are so wacky. I don't know if a commissioner, Joe, could solve the mega problems that we have. A, do you think that's a good idea? Could it be solvable? One, and B, if I asked Joe Theismann to be the commissioner of college football, what would you say?
Well, I would decline respectively, but thank you for asking. I just think that to have one voice, to have one person have one opinion would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think the system needs to be torn down. A simple place to start is if you're ranked, and who did the rankings, by the way? Did the committee rank the teams in the last week?
Yes.
Okay, so the committee ranked the teams in the last week, and in the 11th hour, after they had Notre Dame ahead of Miami, they decided to flip.
Right.
They hadn't had a discussion, a what-if discussion.
Right. And they used the BYU cockamamie-like thing, and BYU did lose, but I don't know why, I guess.
And so did Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, and now they're saying, well, with Alabama, they're saying, well, Alabama's not only strength of schedule, which true, but also Alabama's best win at Georgia, more impressive than anything Notre Dame did. I guess
that I think that's a perspective approach. You can you can justify pretty much anything in situations. I just tried to look at the facts of the matter.
Yeah.
You know, I still think Notre Dame really got screwed. Okay, I don't know how else to quite put it. I think they it wasn't necessarily a fair process, an equal and fair process from what I could see. So, but hey, look, we're gonna we're above the fray. Like I said, I respect everything that Marcus has done. I feel bad for the guys that that were on that football team, and they know how good they were. And now they're going to be able to spend time with their families and Christmas and, be able to be the students, which, now that we have professional athletics in college, it makes it a little bit more challenging. I mean, college football, the playoffs are one part of it, Chris, but then you've got, you've lost control of the NIL because of the consortium.
Correct.
You've lost control of the portal, people moving. You've lost control of coaches changing whenever they want. It is, it's an unregulated wild, wild west right now.
Correct. There is no control. Yeah.
No, there's nothing. And, so you're going to appoint a commissioner to what? He's going to have to listen to other people anyway.
Yeah. I'm with you. And it's weird because the NCAA runs the college basketball tournament. Yeah. The NCAA doesn't do anything to really regulate college football.
No. And here's the crazy thing about the NCAA, I guess if they made the decisions on the portals last year, you had the portal dates occur in the middle of the college football playoffs and the NCAA basketball championship.
Correct.
How much sense does that make?
It makes very little sense. Correct. Absolutely across the board. No doubt about it. Joe, like I said, I could talk to you about this for 3 hours, but I wanted to ask you, I assume you've heard the news. Jaden Daniels was ruled out already for the Giants game. They said no setback, but he's sore, but yet he was practicing today. And I know practice is very different than the game. Were you, if you're aware already that he was ruled out, were you surprised about that? Or do you think it's just, hey, man, this has just been a lost season. We've got to take extra precautions.
No, I think I felt like the process has, I think, been very, very intelligent by the Commanders. They felt that he was ready to go last week, and barring an unusual situation when he got blocked and had to brace himself with his left arm is when he hurt himself. People have talked about Jaden has to get down. Jaden has to throw the ball away. Jaden has to get out of bounds. But the question you have to ask is Jason healthy enough to be able to protect himself from the situation we saw? If he throws an interception or the ball's fumbled and he has to make a tackle, is he in a position where he's not going to hurt himself trying to do that? I think this was a wise choice for him not to play in this particular game. I would fully expect, practicing is different than getting out and getting hit. I would fully expect him to play against Philly twice and the Dallas Cowboys. I would see him finishing the season. And I think it is a good thing that he gets back out on the football field if and only if they deem he can't hurt himself in other situations. He can protect himself if something happens on the field. That would be the only scenario to me that makes sense.
Hmm. Interesting. I didn't think about it from that perspective. I kind of thought about it from this perspective, Joe. I've been a big supporter of him playing, and as long as he was medically cleared, which they said he was not medically cleared, I was a little surprised, though, to see him ruled out so quickly, I guess.
I think it's smart.
Okay.
I think it's smart, because then what you can do is Marcus can then concentrate
Correct.
On the reps.
Right.
So, remember, we're talking about one player, but then the coaches have to consider
right.
the preparation.
They did this for the kid.
Ready to play.
Yeah, no, I don't mean to jump in on you. They did essentially something similar the week of the Kansas City Monday Nighter. They ruled him out before the practice week started because I was told they wanted Marcus to be able to do just exactly what you said. And Jaden drove that as well. He said it would only be fair to Marcus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're in a similar situation now because, they're back to work. This is the work day. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are your work days. So, that's where the installations are, and that's where the red zone is, that's where your goal line is, and all the things that you want to do. Now, granted, the fortunate part of it is Marcus has played a fair amount of football this year. I just pray and hope that Jaden can get back, be healthy, gets back on the field, and manages to play the last three games. I think it's important that he gets back on the field, sort of gets back on the horse, I guess you could say, as opposed to sitting him down for the entire year. Then you have an entire offseason. Then you start the season, because he doesn't play in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really looking at the opener next year, which is a long, long way away.
The great Joe Theismann with us, so kind to give us some time here. Joe, one last NFL thing and then a quick Army-Navy thing, and then I promise I'll stop bugging you. What team gets you in a lather the most right now as you look final month or so of the regular season ahead to the playoffs? Which team do you think could really open up some eyes over the next month plus and into the playoffs?
I think they've opened it already, the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vrabel's done a terrific job. You know, this is the time of year you want to be a tough football team. You want to be a physical football team. This isn't the time of year where you start with smoke and mirrors and try and, you know, do things. This is knock people off the ball, protect the quarterback, play great defense. I think New England is that team. The other one is I think the Rams are for real. You know, they let one get away a couple weeks ago, but they were back with a vengeance. That's certainly another team. And the other team that, if they happen to get home field advantage, you have to be scary of, is the Seattle Seahawks, who potentially get to face a Philip Rivers, who is 68, 69, somewhere. No, God bless him. Hey, good for Philip. You know, I mean, he's, you know, he was a Colt, See, this is where I know you and I could do this for hours.
Yeah.
This is where 18 games drives me crazy. And I understand the economics of what the league
right.
wants to do and stuff. But the problem is we don't have enough quarterbacks to play 16.
Yes, correct.
Nor 17.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're going to go to 18. And what's going to suffer is the teams are going to suffer. The product on the field will suffer.
I agree.
For one more football game. And it just doesn't, to me, That's a big ask.
I think it's already suffering, Joe. I mean, you know, honestly, like look at Jalen Hurts. I mean, that's just one game, but he's not a great regular season quarterback to begin with. And God, he was awful on Monday. Well, I know it happens, but
you know, I saw that too. And I was watching TV and I saw him talking about Jalen. Is it time to replace him? Heck no. If you, I've said this many times, quarterbacks are the most dependent people on the field.
You're right.
In particular, if your receivers don't catch the football, you can't
yes,
win games.
Correct. A.J. Brown
Patrick
stunk
Mahomes,
on Monday
Patrick
night.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is suffering
yep,
from that.
I agree.
You know, the last two games, he drops by Rice and by Kelsey. He drops in key situations. And then all of a sudden you take a look at Jaden. I mean, the ball goes through A.J.'s hand.
Yep.
And it's an interception, and it's batted up in the air. And I think, you know, the last interception was just a great, great effort by the corner.
It was.
To tip it up. So, you know, you have to look at these different situations. I think the fact that their offensive line has had a problem, and that's really the key, Chris, in football, is the offensive line. You look at Kansas City a few years back, offensive line. Philadelphia, offensive line. You look at Dallas when they were, you know, a few years back, their offensive line, our offensive line. A couple of years ago, our guys never got their names called, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
It means they didn't commit penalties.
Yeah,
but I really think that one of the biggest problems that we see is the lack of basically support from the guys that have to make plays, the guys that have to catch the football, and that's really what you see. You see that in Philly. You see it in Kansas City.
That's a good point.
And we went through a stretch, too.
Yep.
Remember,
absolutely.
We went through the same
absolutely.
Kind of a stretch.
Absolutely. No yeah. doubt. Speaking of couldn't catch a cold, couldn't catch a cold earlier in the season, no doubt. One last, and I got to let, and then I'll let you go, I promise. Army-Navy, I know when you and I met up, I think it was maybe the morning of Army-Navy last time, you told me it was your first time ever going to Army-Navy.
Yep.
This was at Northwest Stadium. This week in Baltimore, what was that experience like for you, somebody who has been to the biggest stages of the biggest stages? What was that experience like for you?
I was so proud to be on the field, to see the cadets and the midshipmen come out onto the field and do the parade before, to stand there and salute these young men and young women that have chosen to make decisions to be able to protect us going forward in our lives. I have the utmost respect for our military, and if they're listening around the world, thank you for what you do. And to be there, you know, being at a Super Bowl is sort of a special event for the teams that are in it. But the Army-Navy game is all about this great country of ours and the young men and young women that will go out there and defend our freedoms and make sure that we're safe and we're okay. And to be on that field and see them march out and march off, now, I get goosebumps just talking to you about it, Chris. Oh. I'll tell you.
It was
an exciting moment for me.
It's amazing. I'm so glad you got to experience that, and you described it brilliantly. Joe, I can't thank you enough. As always, you're so kind with your time. I look forward to the next chance I get to bump into you. Have a great rest of your trip down in South FLA. And again, thank you so much for your time and all of your opinions and analysis.
Chris, always great to catch up with you. Take care. Have a Merry Christmas and a Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too. Thank you, Joe. Joe Theismann, the great Joe Theismann, with us for about 20 good minutes, maybe a little bit more. Appreciate that. Make sure you check it out, Odyssey Rewind, or in the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you listen to your podcasts on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, yes, we're pushing dum-dum of the day ahead of schedule. Normally, we end the show with it, but we have Emory Hunt from CBS Sports Television coming on in just a couple of moments, thanks to Joe Theismann. But we take it to San Antonio, Texas. A lot of weird stuff going on. A lot of bad stuff. The mother and grandmother, weird, of a two-year-old, that's right, a two-year-old toddler, were arrested Friday night after the little girl, 2 years old, was seen on camera wandering alone in the woods in the middle of the night. That's right. A resident found the camera footage around 6 a.m. on Friday and reported it to the county sheriff's office. Correct thing to do. Showed the girl barefoot and wearing a dress walking in the woods about 3 hours earlier. Temperatures were in the 40s, so obviously there was a weather concern. Just after 7 a.m., a woman named Haley Peoples, 25, contacted the sheriff's office. She found said she had found that her daughter, who she said had gotten out of the home at around 4:15. So she, you know, the mother discovered that her daughter had gotten out of the home just after 7 a.m. So they detained her after they showed up at the home, where they found trash, rotting food, soiled clothing, rat droppings, and a heavy urine smell. The child's clothing was also soiled. The grandmother, 50-year-old Rebecca Kelly, left the scene after investigators asked her to remain to speak. According to the sheriff's office, she went to pick up Peoples' other three children. Peoples is 25 years old. She's got four kids that we know of. And she told them that Child Protective Services were coming to the house and instructed the children not to talk about what happened earlier this morning, calling it a private family matter. So the mother was charged with abandoning or endangering a child in imminent danger, released from jail after posting a $50,000 bond. The grandmother detained at the school and later arrested on charges of interfering with an investigation. She was released from jail after posting a $7,500 bond. So if you're counting, mother and grandmother, both arrested, both thrown in jail, $57,500 worth of bond, and four kids that are never, ever, 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 ever going to have a chance to grow up normally. And one who was wandering the woods on a 40-degree night at 3 in the morning. This is America, people. This is the country we live in. We've all signed up for it. Freedom doesn't always mean smart and common sense. And unfortunately, we pay the price. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? I mean, weird things can happen, man. Weird things can happen. I mean, sometimes, you know, you don't hear something overnight because you're in a deep sleep. I guess. But you don't hear that. All right. You don't have a lock that the kid can't reach. Okay. But what would ever give you any reason to believe anybody, the grandmother, the mother, whatever, when you got rat droppings and feces and those poor kids. Some people should not be allowed to have sex and should not be allowed to have offspring. There should be rules. Who's making these rules? The College Football Playoff Committee? Anyway, thanks to Joe Theismann for joining us. Good stuff there. Whether you agree or disagree, and I disagree on the Notre Dame thing. I agree with some of their arguments. I do. And I do think if Notre Dame played Miami later in the season, they'd probably beat Miami. It's not like I'm, you know, sitting here supporting Miami. It's just they only played them once. Them's be the rules. But they only played them once. But if they played them later in the year, Jeremiah Love would probably run all over their asses. Right? But I think Joe didn't agree. I think Notre Dame should be more upset over the wacky tiebreakers in the ACC than their propaganda.
100%.
I mean, we brought up the propaganda yesterday, but we also brought up the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Just kind of thinking to myself, why isn't the AD more upset about Miami not being able to play in the ACC championship game, theoretically winning against Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and locking up one of those automatic five spots, which, of course, the ACC didn't. Yeah. But because the ACC didn't, that allowed the opportunity for two power, what do they call it, group of five?
Group of five,
right.
Now group of six.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
If Miami locks up the ACC bid, then that opens up a at-large bid, which theoretically, since Notre Dame was the first out,
right.
that Notre Dame could have took.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So I think the AD should be more upset. Again, and I think the AD might be more upset at James Madison and Tulane because he knows that Notre Dame would likely wipe the floor with them.
100%.
And he doesn't want to say that because, it'd be big bad Notre Dame, David versus Goliath. He didn't want to say that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's picking on the ACC.
Yeah, I think that what we got from this college football playoff, it's no clue. I'm not upset with who got in. I think that they got it right on that accord. I think what we learned from this college football playoff is every conference, not just the ACC, because Alabama, I don't think, should have been playing for SEC title either. Every conference needs to find out a way to fix their tiebreaker so that the highest-ranked college football playoff
yes.
team is there after a certain number of tiebreakers kick in.
To your point. A commissioner might not be able to solve everything. A commissioner might not be able to make a level playing ground, but each individual conference, for the sake of sanity, some uniformity, and what do I talk about all the time? Common sense could fix their tiebreakers. It doesn't have to be massive sweeping changes, but have one sort of uniformity type rule. All right, we got to take a timeout. We will be joined by Emory Hunt next, CBS Sports Television host, analyst, college football, NFL, everything next to wrap up the show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, just ignore that. We already did that stupid segment. Oh, it was a doozy today. This is not a dum-dum. Not by any means. I am so happy to have my guy, Emory Hunt. Been a longtime fan of his work. I don't know if we've ever been able to have him on the show. It's my fault. Stupid. Talk about dum-dums right here. But Emory Hunt from CBS Sports HQ and Football Game Plan is with us here on the Team 980. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at FB. Or F-Ball Game Plan, at F-Ball Game Plan. And again, watch him on CBS Sports Next Network, CBS Sports HQ. Emory, good to have you with us. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine, man. I appreciate you having me on. I was kind of worried. I was like, wait a minute. No. Am I getting dropped?
No. So we do. So the computer program has that locked in because that's what we do every day at this time of the year. But because you're so special, we bumped it up 15 minutes. We already exposed the idiocy of America so we could actually talk to somebody smart about football. And that's you.
Hey, sometimes I qualify for dumb dumb of the day, so you know.
No, I appreciate you. And by the way, excellent, excellent information as always on your Twitter and on, of course, CBS Sports HQ, but especially on Twitter. Like, if you're a big, you know, football fan, college and NFL. Emory's got, I just posted one of them about the Arizona Cardinals and breakdowns and whatnot and their drafts and everything. He's on top of it. Make sure you give him a follow at F-Ball Game Plan, at F-Ball Game Plan on Twitter and X. I wanted to start with this with you. Jaden Daniels, obviously, year two here, has been a disaster in terms of staying healthy, and he's already been ruled out for the Giants game this week. With whatever you've been able to see, do you see any regression in Jaden's game as a quarterback compared to last year? And is it attributable solely or mostly to injury or something else?
There hasn't been a regression per se regarding his skill set and ability. It's just been the availability that has been the issue in conjunction to where I thought the natural progression for him and this offense and his team in year two would be to make sure the run game is what it is and not be a reliance on Jaden Daniels' ability to spearhead the run game. So when we didn't see that manifest itself in the draft with a early round draft pick or with free agency, and then they subsequently move off Brian Robinson, it was like, okay, so the offense still will have to go exclusively through Jaden Daniels, and that's not how you want to see that progression go, because you want to see someone else in the running the team sphere. If they only have to continue to worry about Jaden Daniels, you really are hamstringing your offense.
So that would bring us to the next question, which is Cliff Kingsbury. If you don't think he's not per se regressed, and it's mostly because of the injury, that's fine. But then you bring up what you're talking about, kind of, you know, maybe exposing him a little bit more, for lack of a better term. Do you think Cliff Kingsbury has done a good job this year, one? And two, if you're an NFL needy head coach team, or maybe even one of these smaller college programs still, would you still buy into Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, or is he I guess, is his star not shining as much as it was, say, a year ago?
You know, I think he's done a really good job, to be honest. I think the second time around has been great for him in terms of what he's been able to do. Now, it's a weird issue because you've been without Terry McLaurin, you know, on and off because of injury or whatnot. Deebo Samuel has just been a piece of the puzzle. And this is another layered issue of where I thought the Commanders probably should have gone in the draft. They probably should have got that significant threat at wide receiver to go along Terry McLaurin. Deebo Samuel has been a solid piece. They're still trying to develop that. And you saw a flash from Treylon Burks against the Broncos, yep. But can you depend on that, right? And so he can only coach with what he has out there, right? And so without the consistency of the personnel, it hamstrings you as a play caller. I think he's been much better in dialing things up in Washington than more than likely he was in Arizona, where he was trying to be the OC head coach. And that's something I've always had an issue with all of these coaches. Only a few can do both. Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, and that's the end of the list. If you're going to be a head coach, be the head coach and delegate that responsibility to someone else. But as an OC, man, Kingsbury has been good for this football team. They just don't have the personnel. I think that's what's been really biting them in the end this season has been the lack of consistency within the personnel, more so than play calling and more so than a regression from Jaden Daniels.
Emory Hunt with us at FBall Game Plan on Twitter and X, at FBall Game Plan. Also watch him on CBS Sports Television and CBS Sports Network with CBS Sports HQ with us here on the Team 980. One more about the Commanders. One of your expertises is the draft. I'm sure you know plenty about these guys from recent drafts, but Adam Peters, the general manager, getting a lot of criticism because guys like Johnny Newton, Mike Sandersteel, Ben Sinnott, Jalen Lane just haven't really developed and really haven't contributed. I guess from a draft perspective, how would you look at Adam Peters' two-year run here with Washington, knowing that he did get Jaden Daniels, but some of those other guys that I just mentioned haven't really contributed strongly enough?
Yeah, and it's tough because I was a big Josh Connerly fan. He was my number 10 offensive tackle in the draft class. I love his athleticism, and I said that's the perfect type of tackle you want to have for Jaden Daniels because he's so dynamic in the pocket, and a lot of these lumbering tackles get caught holding because, you know, he moves around and you're in a bad spot. But Connerly has the footwork and the athleticism to be able to mitigate some of that and mirror and match some of these defensive ends that he's going to face in conjunction with Jaden Daniels running around. Lane is a solid receiver, and I thought Merritt is a RB2. He needs that RB1 to really make the most of his RB2-ness, if that makes sense. So, yeah, and think about it. It's funny how a year changes things, because Sandersteel was awesome last year.
Yep.
So that's not a problem for me. I wasn't a big fan of the McGee pick. I thought that was probably more so of a reach, more of a core special teamer. Sinnott was a good tight end at K-State, so that's a good pick. And being able to find Yankoff, in my opinion, as a college free agent who I saw personally up front at the College Gridiron Showcase, I was like, who is this? I thought it was a Notre Dame tight end because he didn't have the UCLA, decal on his helmet at the practice. I'm like, who's this dude? And so you go and do the work, and you're like, wow, he played all these positions. Like, they got themselves a steal. So the draft has been solid, but they still need more. This is how far that team was away and how far they overachieved last season when they added Jaden Daniels. And again, the defense hadn't played like it did last year, and I think that also contributes to it. But, you know, some of these picks, like we always say, the draft is a crapshoot. But I thought he dealt some of these picks, in my opinion. And again, because they're not winning, somebody's going to have to draw the ire.
I could ask you a bunch more questions, but just in the interest of time, I wanted to move along to this. For you, and you're a big college football guy, obviously, and you scout all of these guys, the Heisman coming up this Saturday night, Army-Navy. Is Mendoza the shoe-in, or does somebody else have an argument here?
Listen, if you're watching the Commanders, RB1, Jeremiah Love should win the Heisman Trophy, if you're asking me. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. If we're going to – maybe I'm the dumb. because it's the thing on the trophy says most outstanding player, right? And every week I've seen outstanding from Jeremiah Love. And I think, you know, good play, I've seen a good clutch play here and there from all these other quarterbacks. If we're going by just a straight definition, it should be Love and Diego Pavia. Mm-hmm. But because we know this award tends to be the best quarterback on a top-ranked team, it's going to go to Mendoza. Now, what has helped Mendoza is the Penn State game, because that's the Heisman moment, and his recent game against Ohio State, another Heisman moment, a great throw, clutch throw, a great situation to make the game-winning play. So I wouldn't be upset if he won it, but if we're going by most outstanding, that's the guy that Jeremiah Love should have that trophy. And don't get me started on who else should have that trophy. Marshall Faulk should have that trophy. Rocket Ismail should have that trophy. If we're going by most outstanding, let's give it to the guy who that criteria.
I love that answer, by the way. Speaking of Jeremiah Love and Notre Dame, we just had Joe Theismann on. He's obviously still upset. Where do you come in? I haven't seen your response to this. Where do you come in on the whole Notre Dame getting squeezed out of the college football playoff?
Listen, I've been on this platform for since Ben. It should be a 2014 playoff, number one, 10 conference champions, 14 at-large bids. That's out the way. But in terms of this year, Notre Dame and Miami should have been in over Alabama and also Oklahoma, if we're being honest. We're going by the eye test and who's playing the best ball. When we talk about Oklahoma's playing the best ball, we're really talking about their defense. It ain't their offense. And when we talk about Bama, they have gotten progressively worse offensively as the season has gone on. Had a nice hot start, a nice hot streak, and then they've gotten cold. So that game, Oklahoma-Alabama, it should be Notre Dame-Miami. I think both of those teams should have got in. Now, if you want to make a case for Alabama and also Oklahoma being in as well, this is why you need the 2014 playoff. And also, what's the purpose of the top 25 if you only have a 12-team playoff? So that just if you're going to have a top 25, why don't we have a 2014 playoff?
Well, it's to have the highest-ranked teams and the tiebreakers just an absolute mess. I'm not a big fan of super expanding the playoff, but I see your point. I mean, I guess we wouldn't have any controversies at that point. So I totally understand it. And I don't know, I can make an argument for everybody. And this is why, like when Nick Saban says commissioner to solve what? I mean, you're going to solve all these different problems and get everybody on the same page when there's no regulation and no anything? I don't know if that's going to work either. Listen, I know you're busy. I know you got to run and do some TV. I appreciate you very much. Let's have you on again if you don't mind, because I got a million other questions. But great work. Always a fan of what you do and what you put out there. And we'll be obviously talking again as we approach and go down the stretch here. Appreciate you, Emery.
Appreciate you, Chris. Thanks for having me on, man.
There you go. That is Emery Hunt at FBallGamePlan on Twitter and X. He runs and owns that company, content company. Great information. If you're looking for college football scouting reports, NFL reports, when it comes to the draft, all that stuff, and also an analyst on CBS Sports HQ, part of CBS Sports Television Network. All right, that is going to do it for us today. The DOC, Burgundy and Gold Today, coming up next, along with Anthony Haney. Great job out of AMAC. Thank you, AMAC. Good job out of you guys. On the phones, back together tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Team 980. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.